Finally, I want to tell you about a nasty email I got forwarded through one of the member stations a few weeks ago. It was from a man accusing me in rather purple prose of maligning the anti-tax Tea Party protesters who had been in full effect over the winter during the debate over the economic stimulus plan. He said I owed them an apology for calling them racists. I wrote him back to tell him I had no idea what he was talking about. It turns out neither did he. He refused to tell me what I said or what he thought I said, where he heard it, or from whom, so I could actually figure out what he was talking about. He just kept bombing my email account, insisting I was wrong and the world would be a better place when I just admitted it. Can I just tell you, you can see why this puts me in the mind of all the bellowing we've been seeing as a part of the so-called healthcare debate. I say so-called because is anybody really debating anything here? And while I don't want to dismiss the understandable anxiety most people probably feel about what seem like huge changes to something as important as our healthcare system, I cannot help but feel that for too many people, the acting out is the real agenda and actually more important than the outcome. This has been a long-term trend. I remember when I first started being invited onto public affairs talk shows when I was a young White House correspondent. At first, I loved reading my mail because people would offer up all kinds of interesting and thoughtful critiques on everything from my pronunciation to my clothing. Now, some of it was painful, but for the most part, it seemed well-intended. Viewers would recommend books to read, articles to consider, even colors I should think about wearing. But somewhere along the way, and I'm not sure why, I started to hear from a certain group of people who seemed to think that the purpose of having paper, stamps, or email was to be as nasty to people as possible. I'll never forget one young woman in particular who wrote to me about something I said on the PBS program Washington Week, and I think the word stupid appeared 3 times in the first paragraph. Now, buried under all the excess meanness was a substantive point which I had not considered, so I wrote her back to say, "You really have an interesting point there, but why do you feel a need to express yourself that way?" She wrote back to say, "Oh, I just wanted to get your attention." Oh, I get it. So it isn't about sharing ideas or making a connection or being understood. It's about getting attention. But the fact of the matter is, and this seems so obvious as to not even need to be said, there is only so much bellowing that anybody can or will take before it all just gets tuned out. When I was growing up, my family lived over a subway yard. The screeching and rumbling went on all day and all night. And when I left home and returned to visit, I wondered how any of us ever managed to sleep there. But we did. And so too with this. When this kind of behavior at public forums becomes normal, the obvious will occur. We'll all just tune out. So what's the point? This isn't to say that we have it so bad here. Some of the people running for office in Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan and Kenya would love for obnoxious people yelling in their faces to be their biggest problem instead of car bombs and corruption. So too my colleagues in those countries and just south of the border in Mexico who are regularly paying with their lives for doing the same job we do. So just to put offensive emails in perspective. But it seems to me that just as we don't judge our healthcare or other institutions by the standards set by these countries, why are we allowing our standards of civil discourse to sink to the level of places we're supposed to be teaching to embrace democracy? This is all of our responsibility, it seems to me, and not just the people standing in front of the microphones. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.